When Storm Aeon hit the country in January of 2025, thousands of people in Donegal and throughout the northwest were left without power, not just for days, but for weeks, because we didn't have the electricity generators to keep the system on air and put the water reservoirs in action. At the time, I suggested to the Irish government they could have brought in the generators from abroad through the European Union. They did eventually, but not until about a week after the event, over 20 industrial generators came in. And when I questioned the Irish government in the European Parliament, they said they could not have triggered the emergency union mechanism and brought in the generators before the storm. They said this wasn't possible. Well, I brought an amendment to the Union Civil Protection Bill in the Parliament today, which clearly sets forward that we're in future, there is clear evidence available from the meteorological services at the end of the day, who are the experts, and they have evidence of an advance of an extraordinary weather event, that all member states can now trigger the Union Civil Protection Mechanism in a four-day period leading up to a weather event to allow equipment such as mobile electricity generators and key equipment to come in. So we should not have this problem going forward where there's demonstrably clear evidence from the Met Office that a storm is coming that is going to cause damage. The onus will now be on the Irish government to act even before the storm hits.
So that takes this policy from a reactive measure to more proactive. Is the meteorological services, is that the standard that will be used to bring in these measures?
I think there has to be age in terms of the seriousness of a storm or a particular incident. And most of your listeners will remember in Donegal that the Met Office gave a very clear warning 3 days before the storm that not only were we going to have Storm Aeon, but that damage was going to be caused. That was clearly set out by the Met Office. They are people with the professional expertise to predict this. Clearly and accurately, they did it in the case of Storm Aeon. The damage came. The problem was the Irish government wasn't prepared and didn't bring in the actual generators until it was too late when the damage was done. And it took a week. And in some parts of Donegal and the West, people were out of it, had no power for 3 or 4 weeks. So I'm satisfied that the Met Office is the clear, definitive adjudicator on this issue because they have the professional expertise to call it 3 or 4 days in advance.
And you're mentioning a few critiques of the government and their action during that period. Does this amendment give the local authorities any power, or is it still ultimately a call of the government to implement?
That's a good question. In its present form, this is an amendment which will be sent to the European Commission and in due course will be made aware to the member states. It will be to Dublin level initially, to the government department, which is responsible for the emergency response when we have a major national incident. But I do hope that lessons have been learned since Storm Aeon. There certainly is more engagement now with local authorities in terms of setting up hubs and emergency residential centres. Therefore, I do hope that this guideline will be sent down to local authorities as well so that they can be aware of it. But critically, it's the National Emergency Committee that comes together and they have to make this call. And I'm satisfied that Met Office and the National Guidance Committee should be able to make the call at the earliest possible date now and get those generators across the Irish Sea from France or Poland, get them into Rosslare and get them dropped off in Donegal or Mayo or Leitrim. Have them on site because we know when we're going to need them.